Friday, December 2nd, 2005, TBC episode number 25. This is Matt. Let's begin. Welcome back, everyone. It's Matt on Friday, December 2nd, 2005. I'm just going to reiterate that. It's Friday. Thank you very much. Long week, but not a bad one. But anyway, let's just jump into some news today. I'm going to try and find some new intro, outro music for Sunday's podcast. So look for that. I can't guarantee anything, but I have high hopes after 23 episodes of this. It's 25th. The first two were completely different music. I think it's time to switch things up. So check out some new music next episode. I'm not guaranteeing it, but look out for that. But anyway, I really want to get some news in today, so I can maybe skip the Sunday podcast. We'll see how things look news-wise. We'll see how things look in my life and see if I'm busy or not. But anyway, let's jump right into some Celtics news here. Let's mix things up a little bit. They're coming off a great win, 110-103 against Philadelphia on November 30th. And just a great game. The big great thing that happened was Perkins, their center, who was in for an injured Mark Blount, had a career-high 12 points, 19 rebounds, and 2 blocks as the Celtics used a late surge in their 110-103 victory over Philadelphia 76ers, who just absolutely wasted 40 points from Allen Iverson. Oh my gosh, great game from him. Paul Pierce had 32 points, a great game from him, and 11 rebounds, and Ricky Davis scored 26 and held Iverson scoreless for the first 9.5 minutes of the final period, which helped the Celtics surge. Great win against a division rival and really a quality opponent. And the story was Perkins, though, third-year center who had been backing up the inconsistent Mark Blount. He started Monday's loss to Orlando and had just 4 points, but it was just great today. Doc Rivers stuck with him, and he was rewarded with the best game of his career. So just a marvelous game for him. Well, let's see. The Celtics will be playing in about half an hour. Sorry I can't get news on that game. I'm just not staying up until 10:30 like I did for the last show. So they'll be playing in half an hour at 7:30. I'm recording this at 7 o'clock. They'll be facing the Bulls. This is back home in Boston. So great win if they can get that there. Then they have 12 days off, so you won't see much Bruins news in the show. It might be a little shorter. You might start to see some 10-minute shows instead of these long 13-minute things. We'll see how long we go today. But 12 days off. Their next game will be the 14th against Indiana Pacers, 7:30 p.m. You know what? That's pretty much it for Celtics news. Great win. Great win against the Sixers, 110-103. And that was just absolutely great. And All-Star balloting is underway. Vote today. Vote every day. Vote green. Green isn't Celtics. That's their little catch line here. Paul Pierce, Ricky Davis, and Rafe LaFrance are having great season, but they need your vote to earn tickets to the 2006 NBA All-Star Game in Houston, Texas. Check it out. Vote for them. I might put a link up on my website. We'll see. But speaking of the website has a new mini poll on it. So let me show you that quickly. The new mini poll is, can the Bruins finish any higher than last place in their division this season? Check it out. www.thebostoncastfansite.blogspot.com. Sorry, Bruins fans. I voted no, but you can submit your vote. It's not my problem, really, but submit your vote. So check that out, bostoncastfansite.blogspot.com. So, yeah, I think I'll vote yes. I'll vote yes. One vote per person, please. And I've got some stats right now on how the last poll I put on the Boston Cast Fansite played out. Let's see. the poll, we had a great number of votes, 123 votes, 1, 2, 3. The question was, will the Patriots make the playoffs this year? Had four answers, 1, yes, definitely, 2, no, they won't, 3, maybe, and 4, I'm not sure. 60% of you, 74 votes, that is, came in saying, yes, definitely, thank you very much. I think they will. I think they can turn things around. I'll talk about them later. 14 of you, which is 11%, said no, they won't. Thank you for your opinion, although you're wrong. 24 of you said maybe, that's 20%. And 9% of you, which is 11, said I'm not sure. Thank you, everyone, for voting. Check out the new poll on the fan site. And I think it'll be neat. That'll be up there for, again, maybe a month, month and a half, just like this one was. And I'd also like to talk a little bit more about the Boston Cast fan site right now while we're here. The Boston Cast fan site, I have an availability update for you guys. Don't let me ramble on. I'll stop after a minute or two. But we're on a ton of different sites. We have about 500 iTunes listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And 250 people who are listening with other services such as Rojo, Bloglines, NewsGator, NewsBurst, MyYahoo, and with the regular RSS feed. I'm so happy that we have all those listeners. It's amazing for about a month and a half of podcasting out of my living room, so thank you very much for supporting the Boston Cast. Well, I have a goal, and it's 1,000 listeners by 2006. It's a pretty hefty goal, but if you guys can help me do that, that would be great. I know it's a big task, but I think we can do it. I'll count every subscription and update you on how many subscriptions we have during the show. You can help me by telling all your family and friends about the Boston Cast and telling them how to find it on iTunes and all over the internet. Please send me an email, listeners@thebostoncast.yahoo.com. To boost the subscription numbers even more, the Boston Cast is now in MP3 format on over 10 websites. Here they are, podfeed.net, podtower.com, blastpodcast.com, findpodcast.com, idiotvox.com, podcast.net, podcastalley.com, podcastdirectory.com, podcasthost.com, ipodrx.com, podcastshuffle.com, allpodcast.com, mirpod.com, podcastempire.com. Thanks for listening to my dreadfully long speech. Together we can make the Boston Cast 1,000 listeners strong by 2006. Thank you, and keep up the good subscription work. And now the Boston Cast is now also subscribable with Odeo, which is a great service that a lot of you use. I will be posting a link on the website. Let me just note that here. Odeo link. I will post it on the fan site right after I'm done recording this show. You should see it updated by Saturday morning, which is tomorrow. And I think that's great, too. We can boost the readership or listenership, whatever you want to say, up even higher with that great service by Odeo. All right, I've got one more thing off the Boston Cast fan site. I now have a link on there. It's iTunes link. If you're having trouble subscribing with iTunes or for whatever reason you just want to make it easier on yourself, on the website, www.thebostoncastfansite.blogspot.com, there's a little, the newest post as of yesterday is click the link above to subscribe to the Boston Cast with iTunes. The link will open iTunes or Yahoo Music Engine and take you directly to my page. It's another easier and more efficient way for you to enjoy the Boston Cast. So check out that if you had any questions or anything. That'll open iTunes right on your desktop and take you right to it in the music store. And you can subscribe from there. The website's just great. It's been doing absolutely marvelous for a couple months now. 612 hits, so that is great. Again, on the bottom, you can scroll down, blog lines, the RSS feed, my Yahoo, NewsGator, Rojo, NewsBurst, subscribe with all those, and it's pretty, pretty neat. And one more thing, the Boston Cast has a forum page. I said this a couple shows ago. It's www.tbcforum.blogspot.com. Post all your comments, post all your thoughts on the forum. I left a couple notes for you there, so check it out. Thanks a bunch. That's it for Boston Cast News. Sorry to ramble on and on right there, so let's get right back into news that you guys want to hear, not all this Boston Cast stuff. So, Patriots. Patriots will face the Jets Sunday, 12/4/2005, 4:15 p.m. I might do a post-game show wrap-up-y kind of thing on that, because I personally think it's a great matchup. The Patriots are coming off that loss to the Chiefs, 26-16, as I said in the weekly midweek episode podcast. They won against the Saints 24-17 the previous week. They are not doing that bad, but I still think that five losses out of, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 games this season is not bad. 6-5, whatever. Hope they can make the playoffs like you guys voted on the fan site. But that's pretty much it. Let's look at the game preview for the Patriots-Jets game on the 4th. Patriots return to Foxborough this week to host the New York Jets in an AFC East matchup game. The game against the close geographical rivals begins a ascending stretch during which the five of the Patriots' final six games will be against divisional opponents. This week's game will be broadcasted to a regional audience by CBS and can be seen in Boston on WBZ Channel 4. You can also find the Patriots games on WBCN 104.1 FM. It's a flagship radio. I just throw that in. I got a comment from them to try and boost their listenership, so I'm always happy to help. And that's pretty much it for a preview. Sunday, December 4th, 2005, the stadium will be packed. 68,756 are set to attend. Looks like a great game where the Patriots and the Jets look to butt heads. That's pretty much it. I will send out the newsletter tomorrow. I promise. I haven't gotten it sent out yet, so I will send it out tomorrow. And that's pretty much it for Patriots news. Brady will be in there. I hope you can have a good game coming off that not-so-great game against the Chiefs. So again, 4:15 p.m., Gillette Stadium, Sunday. Why don't we go to some Bruins news right now? Bees head west for a road trip. And they will face the Oilers in Edmonton tomorrow on Saturday at 10 p.m. Any of you late-night hockey people? This weekend is yours. They'll be at Edmonton, 10 p.m., and then on the 4th, which is Sunday, they will be in Vancouver at 10 p.m. So, hey, look at this. On the 7th, following week, they will be in Colorado at 9 p.m. So, good week for late-night hockey fans, but besides that, the Bruins are heading out west for their three-game road trip. They squeezed in one more practice this morning. Boston played the Edmonton Oilers, Vancouver Canucks, and the Colorado Avalanche, respectively, in the next five games. They're coming off a 3-0 shutout win over the Ottawa Senators, which I was just going to say in a minute anyway. Yes, 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 on Thursday night. The spirits of the team were much better earlier in the week, and better than earlier in the week. And in the aftermath of the Joe Thornton trade, emotions have settled, and the players are focusing on hockey and winning games. As I said, Joe Thornton was traded. I don't think it was that great. They got Brad Stewart and left wing Marco Strum and center Wayne Primeau from San Jose in exchange for Joe Thornton, who I think was just having an awesome season. So why did you have to trade him? But whatever, they beat the Ottawa Senators, which I'm just amazed at, who were in first place. And now the Bees finally won a game. They're 2-8-0 in their last 10. The Ottawa's exact opposite, 8-2-0, but, I mean, they are the exact opposite. Bruins last, Ottawa's first, but whatever, just keep the wins coming. So maybe this is a little hope. Check out that that poll on the site, as I said earlier, and maybe this is a little hope for them making the playoffs. Even not finishing last place, maybe they can get a little sprint here. Maybe it was Joe Thornton holding him down. Maybe these new players will do something. I don't know. We'll have to see. On Saturday, 10 p.m. NESN. That's pretty much it for Bruins news. So, why don't we go on into some Red Sox news? Boy, this show is getting long. 14 minutes and 20 seconds now? Okay. Anyway, Red Sox news. Red Sox are ready to wheel and deal. Boston has plenty to offer in pursuit of infielders, bullpen, and help. Help, help, help. The Boston Red Sox, they have one of the greatest right-handed hitters of all time. His name is Manny Ramirez. I'm sure you guys are familiar with him, and he no longer wants to play for the Red Sox. That is the carrot the Red Sox can dangle in hotel lobbies and suites in Dallas at baseball's annual winter meetings, which take place December 5th through 8th, and we'll see if there's any dealings there. Because Ramirez is owed $57 million over the next 3 years, it's likely that only a large market teams will be interested. There's also a matter of Ramirez being a 10-5 man, 10 years of major league service, 5 with the same team, which means he must approve any trade. So all this means that the Red Sox might need the entire 4 days of the meetings to come to a resolution on whether they can make a move involving their heavy-hitting left fielder. Don't expect status reports from the Red Sox on where things stand with the fate of their economic run producer, but they've been talking about trades. I mean, I was looking at some Red Sox stuff with a friend, and Ramirez just hadn't spoken with the media for months, and so it's impossible to know what his thoughts are. However, David Ortiz said Ramirez told him he wants to go to the West Coast. There's also David Wells, who says he wants out and he wants to go to the West Coast. Wells won 15 games for the Red Sox last year. He wasn't that bad. You know what? There are rumors saying that Omar Minaya, the Mets general manager, wants Red Sox. He wants Manny Ramirez from the Red Sox. Sorry about that. He took Pedro away from us last year. How can he take Manny this year? I just could not bear to see Manny go to the Mets, who just, no matter who they get, Beltran, Pedro, Manny, they're just still going to lose because they're in the Mets. So, you know what? Don't take Manny from us. But anyway, as I said, David Wells, left-hander, who won 15 games for Boston, wants out. He also wants to be dealt to the West Coast, as I said earlier. The team Wells pitched for 2004, the Padres, wants him. They've been predominantly mentioned, and Red Sox are open for offers. At first base, expect the Red Sox to look for a left-handed bat to complement Kevin Youkilis. Second base is more uncertain. While Alex Cora is returning, he's probably best suited to be a utility player, in my opinion. And youngster Dustin Pedroia, drafted in 2004, still may be a year away. You know what? They had a great season last season, getting to the playoffs. I mean, swept by the White Sox, who were just on a roll, apparently, going all the way. But we'll see what trades they can do. Just don't take Manny. I don't really care about Wells that much because, personally, I think he's a jerk. But Manny's not that great either. But you know what? Just Manny gives me the RBI, so keep Manny. That's all I have to say for Red Sox news right now. Here we go. Actually, I've got a little bit more Red Sox news. The Red Sox sprint training tickets are on sale. And as I said in the other show this week, a trio of Red Sox players is on the 2006 Hall of Fame ballot. Jim Rice, who played all 16 of his major league games with the Red Sox, is on the ballot, as well as Lee Smith, who closed 58 games for the Bo Sox, and former Red Sox hurler Rick Aguilera are eligible for enshrinement this coming year. And that's it for Red Sox news. I don't have much else for you guys today. Let's see, what are we at? Oh, we're at 18 minutes. I guess I could ramble on here for two more minutes to make it a 20-minute show. So why don't we go back to the fan site? The fan site. I'm sorry about last weekend's show. I was just really not feeling well. I was coughing like crazy in the show. I tried to edit as many as I could, but you still heard 3 or 4 coughs in there. Sorry about that. And if you guys haven't seen the episode yet, it's a couple episodes old. I think it was like episode 21 or something. A special Bruins episode. That was from a while ago. The news isn't that current, but still, Bruins fans, check it out. It was really neat. I really liked it. And that's pretty much it, except for the iTunes link, which I think is great, and subscribing with Odeo. I don't have really much more to say to you, but subscribe to the newsletter. You can go to the BostonCast fan site, blogspot.com, and subscribe for the newsletter. I haven't sent out this month's newsletter yet. I'll send it out tomorrow, so guys, just go to the website and sign up for the newsletter. I already have like 25 people subscribed to the mailing list, so join the mailing list. Scroll down to the right side of the BostonCast fan site and just put in your first name and your email, and you'll be subscribed. You just need to click a little link in your inbox. You'll get an auto-response email. Just click that, and you'll be set. Just some email verification there, because I've got a couple people that have kind of put their name in randomly and never responded. So That's pretty much it for news. Let's see, how close are we? Okay, 5 more seconds. Boston Cast, check out the forum, www.tbcforum.blogspot.com. Email me, thebostoncast@yahoo.com. Thank you very much for listening, guys. And I will be back hopefully Sunday, maybe with a pregame for the Patriots game. And maybe postgame. We'll see what timing is. And maybe I can do some whole news thing there. Sorry to ramble on today, but I think it was a great show. Have the new music, hopefully, by next show. So, sorry about having the same music for 25 shows. Just cannot find anything better. So, I'm really going to start my hunt tonight. So, watch out for that. I'll see if I can find anything. I'm not guaranteeing anything, but watch out. Again, the Boston Cast fan site, .blogspot.com. TheBostonCast@yahoo.com is my email. This is Matt for the Boston Cast on Friday, December 2nd, 2005. 21 minutes with the outro music. Thank you very much for the longest show so far. I will see you hopefully Sunday, if not on Wednesday, with the midweek podcast. This is Matt for the Boston Cast. See you.